If we then compare language acquisition to second language learning, second language learning occurs when the learner learns another language after they have acquired their first language or languages. This happens usually when a child is older or as an adult. And second language learning differs from first language acquisition in terms of both the biological and the physical conditions under which learning takes place. As I said, children and adults, you are older, so biologically you're more mature. Physically, the conditions are different. Your learning environment is often in a classroom situation. Second language learning also differs from first language learning in relation to the ultimate success that the learner is capable of achieving. So a second language learner might end up being able to write much better than a first language learner. This is a learned skill. Writing is a learned skill even for somebody who has, in this case, English as their first language. So there are different goals for second language learning. And what is the goal of second language learning and second language teaching in Sweden or in another country? Is it basic communicative purpose, or is it the ability to perhaps use language at a university? So, an important distinction between second language learning and first language acquisition.